This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, it was the 106th Fall Fair this past weekend in Smithers, and with over 20,000 visitors to the fairgrounds, with temperatures nearing 30 degrees Celsius each day, the feeling walking through the grounds was, keep an eye on your children and stay hydrated. With events ranging from midway rides to logger sports, 4-H auction to petting zoos, CICK News focused this year on the next generation of farmers, buck riders, and performers. Here's my colleague Dan Messick at the Saturday Night Rodeo speaking to a young rider who's been bitten by the adrenaline-seeking bug of buck riding.
Smithers, time has come. We welcome you to our Smithers Rodeo at the BBX for 2025.
I'm Rupert DeYoung. I'm from Smithers, BC. I originally moved to Houston.
We've got some nice. Skill with it. Hey, you were just there in the rodeo. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing.
I was doing horse racing. Didn't do too good then. I went on to a saddle bronc right after that. Got one jump in and came right out of the swells and hit the ground.
Yeah. I heard you're pretty young and kind of making your way into the game here, into the sport. What's it like to be young, to kind of be getting ready with the animal? It looked like the one you got on was that horse was pretty upset, ready to go.
It's kind of scary for a little bit when you first get into it. Once you get into it, like kind of like 17 my age, a little bit older, you kind of get used to it and you kind of just toughen through it.
What's kind of going through your head when you're just trying to get the saddle on, get everything ready to go? What's kind of going through your mind when you're about to step on that horse?
Don't throw me off. That's about all.
This is our hometown rodeo. What do you do to get ready for that?
Basically, just hop on a bunch of ponies, ride around, get used to it, mainly bareback usually, because you get the rhythm of the horse, and then throw a saddle on, get used to sucking yourself down into the swells, and then basically just start hopping on to rank horses.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the rodeo?
The bucking horses. Yeah.
Why is that?
They buck and they are cool to watch, and it's always the rhythm. It's always an art. Yeah.
Robert, where do you go after this?
Go back to my tent, to go drink, and have fun.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Young riders come in all shapes and sizes. Having and caring for a horse is a large responsibility for young people that teaches them the skill of time management, mindfulness, how to stay calm, and above all, how to be in sync with an animal 10 times your size. Friday morning, I met a young rider with her pony just moments after her dressage performance.
Hi, my name is Kenzie Germain.
Okay, and who's this?
This is Charlie Brown.
Tell me a little bit about Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is a 19-year-old Welsh cob. He's 14.2.
What does that mean, 14.2?
Height-wise.
To explain further, a 14.2 horse refers to a horse that is 14 hands and 2 inches tall, which is a common height measurement for equines, particularly as the official cutoff for classifying an animal as a pony rather than a horse is 14.2. Now, a hand is equal to 4 inches, so 14.2 hands is equal to 58 inches at the withers, or the highest point of the horse's shoulder blades.
You were saying something interesting, that he's kind of, like, he's a pony, but he looks horse size here, so kind of what's special about him?
Well, he's just under a horse, so he's the highest pony you can get.
Okay, but the lowest horse?
Yeah, no, he's not a horse.
Yeah,
so
okay, right.
He's a pony.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Trick question. Good, you answered. Yeah, that was the skill testing question. Okay, so you just finished competing in dressage. Can you just tell me a little bit about it?
It's basically movements, and there's letters, and you go around and you do the movements with your horse.
Mm-hmm. Are you one of the youngest competitors, or is it people around your age?
I know I have some friends that are doing it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And older.
Yeah. And how do you think you did?
Pretty good. Hard to say.
Yeah. Is this your first year competing in dressage? And then I know you're doing jumping as well tomorrow. Is this your first year, or how long have you been competing?
Well, technically I've been with a horse for quite some time, but I've been competing for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Next up was a visit to the 4-H pen, where I watched Nikayla Leatherdale take first place in the unregistered category for her ewe, Bailey, who was extremely interested in the purple and gold rosette, which moments after Nikayla accepted it was torn apart by Bailey's fast-acting jaw.
Okay, this is kind of a hard class. You got a mixture of everything in here. You got different breeds and everything else. So up and down, wherever you go, you just kind of pass. But I went with this first place one with a lady with a pink shirt on. Just an overall good you.
To judge a breeding ewe, the judge evaluates her structural soundness, such as balance, length, and width of body, paying attention to her udder development, teat size, and overall health. They're also checking for good feet and a straight mouth to ensure that she can forage and birth healthy lambs while also assessing her wool quality and condition.
My name's Nikayla Leatherdale.
Okay, does this one have a name?
This is Bailey.
Okay, so you just won first place. Is it an unregistered, or what's the division?
It's an unregistered short wool class.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So many of the sheep breeds will have a determining factor. So Suffolk and Charolais, those are all your short wool breeds. The long wool sheep breeds is anything like a Romney or a Merino wool. It's a wool with fiber.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, great. Well, how does it feel to win? Is this your first win?
This is my first win in an open show, yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Yeah. So what do you do now with that information?
Well, now I know that not only myself, but other people share the same opinion about my breeding stock. So now when I take her home and breed her, hopefully my future lambs will have the same characteristics as her, and I will be able to have a good, solid breeding stock to be able to provide 4-H members with.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so you're part of 4-H then?
I am, yes. I'm a 12-year member of the Vanderhoof and Fort St. James District.
Vanderhoof, you just answered that next question. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.